Patsy with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing. And I want to give a special shout out and thank you to
Rita Moreau, the author of the Ghost in the Camper Kooky Mystery Series, who is our guest host today. Take it away, Rita.
Good morning out there in Radio Land and beyond. I am thrilled to be sitting in for Patsy. There's some big shoes to fill as our guest host today. And, drum roll please, chatting with my first guest, one of my favorite authors. Okay, let's just get this out of the way. He's my favorite author. He's the New York Times, USA Today, Amazon best-selling author of the critically acclaimed courtroom drama series featuring San Francisco criminal defense lawyers Mike Daly and Rosie Fernandez, two of the most beloved characters in contemporary crime fiction. Welcome, Mr. Sheldon Siegel.
Well, hi, Rita. Nice to hear from you.
It's nice to hear from you, too, to actually hear your voice. I'm so excited to be chatting with you. How is it out there in San Francisco land?
Well, like always in San Francisco, it's a little overcast, a little foggy, but by the middle of the day, it'll clear up and the sun will come out. And we're actually very excited because we had a little rain over the weekend.
Oh,
we celebrate rain. Until we get too much of it, then we get worried about, well, mudslides and floods and other stuff.
All that stuff. Well, look, I am just so excited to be chatting with you. I'm a big fangirl of yours. And I have to tell you, you have the most amazing website. And for those of you like me, an aspiring writer, new to writing, go to Sheldon's website at sheldonsiegel.com and explore. Especially explore your frequently asked questions. And I understand your wife is very talented and a big part of your writing life.
Yes, my wife, Linda, is the brains behind the whole operation.
And I
have been married for almost 35 years now, and she and I met at UC Berkeley in the early 80s, and she got her degree in computer science and spent 25 years working for George Lucas on some of the biggest movies of all time.
Cool.
So if you've done special effects for 25 years, you know, figuring out how to put together a website wasn't all that complicated. And she's very good at what she does. We're very grateful.
And she allows you to do what you do best, writing, and writing the special series with some of my favorite characters. I feel like they're part of my family. And, you know, you have the coolest link on your website. It's like Mike and Rosie's San Francisco. You click on a link, and it'll take you to a place that has appeared in one of your 13 books. And in Mike's words, you can find out more about these places. It is just absolutely amazing.
Well, I'm glad you like that part of it. I try to make San Francisco a character in the story.
Oh, you do? You do?
Yeah, for those of you who are, you know, thinking about writing novels or writing novels, I use real places, and I think people like that. And, you know, if you want to come to San Francisco and see all the places where my characters hang out, you can do that.
Yes, and it's so interesting that you just tap on a link, because I have to confess, I am technologically challenged, but your website is so easy to maneuver about. You tap on a link, and it what's cool is that it tells you the name of one of your 13 books that particular location appeared in. So it's kind of like watching a little movie trailer, so to speak. And you know something else on your website that I really, really, as an aspiring author, I really enjoyed are your frequently asked questions. Because right in there, it's almost like writing 101. You answer so many questions, and it's just, I just love it. I just love it.
Well, I'm glad you find it helpful. You know, we try to engage with our readers, and we try to answer the stuff that we don't have a chance to talk about frequently when we're, you know, home typing.
Sure. And you know, one of your questions, and I know this would come up in a live appearance, which hopefully we're getting back into. How did you start writing? How did you do it? Everybody, any aspiring writer or your readers, they're interested in that. So I read the answer, but why don't you tell us how you started writing your very first novel, Special Circumstances?
Well, I'm happy to do that. And for your listeners who are thinking of writing stories, you don't need any special training for this. My first piece of advice to aspiring writers is to read a lot and write a lot. And I'm a very unlikely author. In real life, I'm a corporate lawyer with a big firm in San Francisco. I've been doing that for 35 years. I grew up in Chicago. I got a degree in accounting from the University of Illinois, moved to California to go to law school here in Berkeley. And there's nothing in my background that says I should be writing novels other than the fact that I always wanted to do this. And I don't know why. If you talk to other authors, they will all tell you kind of the same thing, which is this is hotwired into our system.
I think it is.
And, you know, it's a bit presumptuous to think you have anything interesting to say, but you take that leap. And, you know, that's what I did. So I was sneaking up on my 40th birthday back in the mid-late 90s, and I've been talking about writing this novel for years. And Linda gave me a laptop, very nice laptop, and said, stop talking about it. Here's the fancy computer. Write it. And I found out later that she figured I'd quit after 2 weeks and give her the fancy laptop back. But I fooled her.
You fooled her so many years later.
And I worked on that first novel for about 3 years, and I commute to work on a ferry from Marin County, where we live, to downtown San Francisco. So I would try to write for 45 minutes on the boat, going in and coming home, and late at night and weekends. And 3 years later, I had the first draft of Special Circumstances, which turned into my first book. So, you know, there's a certain amount of inspiration in writing stories, but there's a whole lot of just plunking yourself in a chair in front of a computer and typing every day. And for those who are thinking about writing, you know, my objective every day has never changed, which is 3 to 5 double-spaced pages 5 days a week.
You know, and that is so true. And writing is such a solitary profession. But if somebody, and I'm sure, again, were to ask you, well, how do you do it? You just sit down. When they ask me, you just sit down and write one word at a time. So here we are a few years later, and you are up to your 13th installment, Last Call. So just to give your readers and fans a little preview, a little trailer, Mike Daly gets an early morning phone call from his beloved Uncle John Dunleavy. So this book also starts out with a great hook, a bar, a body, a bloody knife. So I love the book, but you know I love your books. But I felt, I really liked that the book involves Mike's family members. So would you like to talk a little bit about Last Call?
Sure. You know, to me, the 13 books are one long, ongoing story. You know, it's the saga of Mike Daly and Rosie Fernandez, who are criminal defense attorneys in San Francisco. They are ex-spouses. They get along better now that they're not married. They have two kids who in the early books are very young, and now they're young adults. And, you know, it's the stories are about Mike and Rosie and challenges that are thrown at them, and how they handle them, and how they come out on the other side. And this book, you know, they're murder mysteries. I mean, you know, they're courtroom dramas, but they're really murder mysteries. And in addition to sort of the through plot line of a murder behind a bar in San Francisco, it's the story of how Mike interacts with his family. His uncle's owned this bar for 60 years, and his uncle was his mom's brother and his dad's best friend. And, I kind of joke that it's, you know, the Godfather without the violence. It's all about the family.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of my readers says I've created an entirely different subgenre called the legal thriller cozy.
Oh my! Now that's left very interesting.
Left to my own devices, I wouldn't even bother with the murder. I would just talk about the family stuff because that's what everybody's interested in.
Oh, definitely.
You know. And I joke with people that, you know, they should just read the first chapter and the last chapter because that tells them where Mike and Rosie are a year later.
I read, probably on your website, that folks actually look for Uncle John's bar when they're in town. So that's amazing in itself.
That's true. That's one of the few locations that is not real in the book. Everything around it is real, but there's a gaping hole on Irving Street in San Francisco where Big John's bar would be.
Well, maybe you should do something about that.
Maybe.
You never know. You never know. But anyway, I thoroughly enjoyed Last Call. It was a page turner, and it was, and like you said, people are interested. We've come to know the family. I love Sylvia. I love her firecracker wit. So, and the children now are older. I remember when they were smaller. So it's just visiting old friends, visiting family. So it's just really, really a neat thing you got going there. Talking about family, have you ever been asked about Betty? Can you tell us a little bit about Betty? I mean, is she a big part of your day, and is she really the boss?
Yes, Betty is our 18-year-old tabby cat who is the boss of the entire house. She sleeps on my desk under a lamp next to my computer most of the day, and she tells me to do my pages every day. You know, 18-year-old cats can do anything they want.
I need a Betty.
She's a stern taskmaster, but we love her.
Well, it's so cool. I will tell the folks out there in Radio Land, Mr. Siegel answers each and every one of his emails. And it's just thrilling. It was thrilling to me to have an author like Mr. Siegel answer my email. And from time to time, you've shared very, very good advice, and I totally appreciate that. But I think that is maybe a big part of your personality, and I think maybe it becomes part of your characters. Maybe Mike Daly is a little bit of you, too.
Well, that's definitely true. I do answer all the mail because I like chatting with my readers because they're a lot more fun to chat with than clients and people on the other side of the transactions I've worked on as a lawyer. I always joke lawyers don't get fan mail. We've been chatting for, 20 minutes, and if your listeners, are curious, I mean, if you read my books, you will hear the sound of my voice. I sound like Mike, and Mike sounds like me, and Rosie sounds a lot like Linda, and, it kind of sounds like Linda and I are just talking to each other in these books after a while, and there are many characters in the books who are now named after, people I've worked with, friends of mine. If you want to be in the book, drop me an email. I'll try to work you in.
Oh,
I like to read the part before I name a character after you. But all the judges in my books are named after my law partners, and so we have a lot of fun with this.
I think your readers and your fans, what you just said, why don't we, and we're about to close our time chatting, but why don't you tell everyone out in Radio Land a little bit about your website, how they can email you, and where we can find your books.
Well, thank you. The website is SheldonSiegel.com, SheldonSiegel.com. And you can email me at Sheldon@SheldonSiegel.com. I really do enjoy chatting with people. All of my books, the easiest place to find them nowadays are on Amazon. If there's a local independent bookstore near you, please support them because we love bookstores and we need them.
Definitely.
But particularly given the pandemic and everything, it's harder for people to get out sometimes. If you like my stories, I hope you'll contact me.
Well, and once again, your fabulous website, if you go visit Mr. Sheldon Siegel's website, they will get a free, is it like a novella? And it's like the beginning story of Rosie and Mike, correct? First trial, am I correct?
Yes. If you sign up for my mailing list, we'll send you a short story that tells how Mike and Rosie began eons ago at the public defender's office.
Cool. That is so cool. Well, thank you. I am so excited to have had this opportunity to chat with you. And if you're looking for a new author, Mr. Sheldon Siegel has 13 books, and that's what I love. I love that. I can just go from one to the next. So thank you once again. And last call is Mr. Siegel's 13th installment of this wonderful, wonderful series. So thank you for chatting with me, and I'll be emailing you.
Thanks very much, Rita. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Okay. I think we will go to commercials. Wowzer. Okay. Bye for now.